Now to neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Scott Yeager, telling us how you can comment on the WOTUS rule in just a moment.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Did you know that the beef checkoff means many different things to cattle producers across the country? Producers say their checkoff is valuable for a variety of reasons, including...
It grows our foreign markets.
It spreads the word about the benefits of beef.
The beef checkoff helps me talk to consumers about beef production.
It improves beef quality.
Find out about these and many more ways the checkoff makes a difference for you and everyone else who makes that checkoff investment at mybeefcheckoff.com, paid for by your beef checkoff.
Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council at oklabeef.org.
He works on environmental issues for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Scott Yeager says that the WOTUS rule that was put together by Gina McCarty's EPA within the Obama administration is a rule that went final in the fall of 2015 and is a rule that all along the process the cattle industry had grave concerns about.
The WOTUS rule was an Obama-era regulation that would have asserted federal jurisdiction over the vast landscape of water features across our country. It was a broad overreach of federal jurisdiction that would have caused cattle producers across the country to figure out whether or not they needed permits for doing everyday things like, you know, building a stock pond or, you know, building a lagoon for a retention pond for a feedlot. So because it was capturing so many of those upstream waters, it was a huge concern for the countryside, and agriculture particularly was concerned about it. And it's been a priority issue for us since the 2015 and before that, too, to try to get it fixed. So now we have an opportunity to get that done.
And that opportunity is because Donald Trump became president. He campaigned on the idea of getting rid of WOTUS.
Let's just back up to February. President Trump signed an executive order that asked the EPA and the Army Corps to reconsider the 2015 WOTUS rule. So this is a big change in policy position from the last administration to the Trump administration. And now we have an EPA that wants to roll back the 2015 WOTUS rule based upon a lot of concerns from folks in the countryside, including cattle producers. So how that breaks down now is it is going through a regulatory process. It has to go through the what's called the Administrative Procedure Act rulemakings. And basically, EPA has proposed last Thursday to repeal the 2015 WOTUS rule.
The comment period on that rule is now open.
We need you to submit comments. This effort is going to be successful based on the comments that the agency receives from you all out there in the countryside who would have to deal with the 2015 WOTUS rule. So what you can do is go on to NCBA's website, beefusa.org. Now, when you get there, there will be a big article right there in front of your face that says, file comments with EPA telling them to ditch the WOTUS rule. Press that link, and that will take you to a form letter. So, and then you can copy and paste that form letter from your computer, and then click the link in there, and that'll take you to regulations.org, where you paste your comment and submit it to EPA. And we laid it out pretty easily. We try to take a process that was very bureaucratic and try to make it as easy for you as possible so that you can submit comments to the agency. And basically, the form letter that we put together does a couple things. It applauds the EPA for proposing to rescind the 2015 rule, and then it offers some suggestions and advice on how to fix it. So you can take that, copy it, and paste it to the EPA. You can edit it and change it to how you need it to be for your personal operation and any concerns you want to add in. And then at the bottom of that letter, write in your name and your affiliate cattlemen's association so that you can get your word out there to the EPA and get our presence and the force of our organizations and our membership straight in front of the agency so they understand this is a concern for us. There is one more thing. There is a very short comment period on this repeal effort. We have 30 days to get all of our comments in, and they're due by August 28th. So please, I urge you, get out there, get on the Beef USA website, file your comments with the agency so that your voice can get heard in this process.
Scott Yeager on that comment period that is now open to allow you to weigh in on getting rid of the WOTUS rule from the Obama administration.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by public researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep your wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
At your Beef Buzz, have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.